It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Will McEntee. Will is the Associate Director of Rural Public Engagement at the White House, and just so happens I'm kind of at your office today.
That's right. Welcome, welcome to the White House. Good to have you here, Tony.
So, growing up, Iowa kid, ever think you'd be working at the White House?
No, not quite, but it's been a real honor and a great opportunity to both advocate for rural communities like many of the communities back home in Iowa, and really to learn about all the issues impacting rural communities across the country.
Well, let's just stick with rural communities, and first off, public engagement, how does that work with rural economy? Well, just contacting and staying in touch with rural citizens.
Yeah, so I work in the White House Office of Public Engagement. We are really, the front door to the White House, if you will. We're the folks that are in touch with stakeholders across the country about the administration's initiatives, you know, listening to folks on the ground about different issues and ensuring that everyone here across the administration is both informed of what's happening on the ground and how we can, you know, really make folks' lives better everywhere. My main portfolio is rural engagement, and so I work with and partner with rural community leaders across the country, both listening to them on the issues they're working on, but also, you know, communicating out the administration's initiatives and how we're working to partner with rural communities to make sure that they are able to prosper.
So we've laid out what you're doing, but do you have a strategy, if you will, for rural America? And if so, where are we going?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, really our strategy for rural America is really informed by rural America. You know, our job is really to engage with stakeholders in rural communities across the country. We have a lot of great people here who have rural backgrounds, who work across the administration, not just here at the White House, but at all the departments and agencies, who are really committed to ensuring that we're getting federal resources to rural communities, partnering with rural communities on the projects that are important to them. Just a few examples of that. The bipartisan infrastructure law that the President signed in November is really a historic and generational investment in our rural communities, everything from broadband, high-speed internet that we talk about frequently and the need to connect our rural communities to high-speed internet, but also access to clean drinking water, fixing our roads and bridges, modernizing our electric grid, which we know is incredibly important, especially right now in a hot summer day here in July. So we're really trying to partner with rural communities, ensure that they are both aware of the resources they are eligible for and making it as easy as possible to access those federal resources as well.
You know, you mentioned the dollars, and you mentioned something in there as well about making sure that those rural communities not just know that the dollars are there, but how to get them, how to use them. That's got to be a challenge because there's a lot of rural communities.
Yeah, no doubt. And that is one of, you know, the biggest, you know, feedback that we've received, you know, early on has really been about the need for technical assistance, capacity building for our rural communities, you know, both assistance in identifying those opportunities, but really help along the way to help guide the process. And so that's why the administration announced back in April the Rural Partners Network, which is a partnership between all federal agencies. And we'll actually help to employ community liaisons in some of the rural communities that have some of the most need and that are most economically distressed, to partner with them, to partner with leaders in those communities to identify those resources that will assist those communities. And so that's both an effort being led throughout this administration, but it was really locally led. We're working with leaders in those communities to guide the Rural Partners Network. We announced a first cohort of rural communities and regions that we're working with back in April, as well as a second cohort of regions and communities that are currently in the community selection process. this is a program we want to take across the country because we know that there are technical assistance needs in rural communities everywhere, but it's really also an opportunity to coordinate our strategy across the federal agencies to ensure that all of the federal programs have identified opportunities for rural communities.
Now, you mentioned rural broadband, and you know, I'm not sure if there's a dollar figure for all the money that's been put into bridging that digital divide, yet with all the money, can it get to where it really needs to go? And sometimes those are remote areas rather than just rural areas.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So the bipartisan infrastructure law included programs that really connect every home and every business to high-speed internet. Now that's going to be a large task, and so we have several agencies, USDA, Department of Commerce, the FCC, all working together to accomplish that goal. But it will and can be done, and it really means creative partnerships with rural communities. You know, right now, the NTIA at the Department of Commerce is working on their Internet for All program. They have gotten all 50 states and every territory in the country to sign on and develop their plan for expanding Internet to every home and business. I was recently back home in Iowa with the Special Representative for Broadband, Andy Burke, from NTIA, the Department of Commerce, and we had the opportunity to meet with some rural and agriculture stakeholders in the state to talk about both the opportunities and some of the challenges in achieving that goal. We're excited about the opportunity that this represents, and it will mean both the partnership across the federal agencies that are implementing all of these programs, but really a partnership with the states and with local communities to ensure that we truly meet the need of achieving high-speed internet at every U.S. home and every business, which is what was promised by this legislation.
Just a few minutes left, but I want to make sure I give you this opportunity. This is the big one. This is the crystal ball question. So as you look down the road, we've been talking about things that are happening now and in the next few months, maybe the next couple of years, but as you look further down the road, are you optimistic about rural America?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is such a great opportunity, both with all of the investment through the American Rescue Plan and the bipartisan infrastructure law that the president signed into law, but also just the partnerships being created by the Rural Partners Network. I think there are real opportunities, locally led opportunities to really make rural America the place to live, the place to raise a family, the place to start and continue a career, as it has been for so many Americans for so many years. And that's what we want to do. We want to ensure that we are providing our rural communities with access to the resources they need to be able to thrive and to prosper. And we want to do that in partnership with rural community leaders across the country.
So good to see you. We'll let you get back in where some air conditioning's happening.
Awesome.
Good to see you.
That sounds good. Thanks, Tony. Good to see you, too.
Will McEntee is the Associate Director of Rural Public Engagement with the White House on today's Agribusiness Report.